right, getting back into it now. My next guest was in attendance yesterday, as I was. We spoke for a bit there at the Grand Rapids event. Donald Trump saying it's time to stop the Biden border bloodbath. I think people agree with that. I mean, I'm looking at these headlines out of Oakland County, criminals working and busting in the fancy houses. Shiawassee County, illegals being arrested for soliciting kids for sex. Of course, Ruby Garcia among those murdered by illegal aliens in Michigan. So it is, and there was a video that they played at the beginning of the event, and it showed these crimes all over the state. Every state is a border state. And these things that happen turn these elections into a grassroots elections, because whether it's talked about on the national news or not, it's talked about in local neighborhoods. Mike Rogers, Army veteran, businessman, former FBI special agent, and running for Senate here in Michigan. Mike, good to have you back.
Steve, it's good to be back. It was great to see you at, I think, an important event yesterday, highlighting the very disruption to our lives that's happening and is going to get worse. Because
it
there's
is gonna
so
get
many
worse.
People. Oh, absolutely. We've already seen criminal gangs and cartel gangs organizing amongst themselves. So you had the Chileans you mentioned in Oakland County. The Venezuelans showed up in Chicago and Miami and New York, and they're talking about trying to work together with the Chileans. These folks are setting up shop, and they don't want to go away. And by the way, not really good people. They're selling drugs. They're trafficking women. They're selling illegal guns. I mean, they were bringing crime to your neighborhood in a way that we haven't seen before.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw this story. It happens everywhere. I just saw the story out of the Bronx where there was this group of Venezuelans squatting, and the police went in because they heard about a man with a gun. They ended up arresting almost 10 people. They had cocaine, ketamine, loaded guns, extended guns. All they had an arsenal, all illegal, of course. And they're squatting right there in the middle of the Bronx. And trust me, this is happening. We just happen to hear a little bit of it here and there. Sadly, for the family of Ruby Garcia, we hear about her murder. But not all of these cases, not all of this violence, not all of these people that are injured and hurt and killed by illegals makes it to the headlines, right? A lot of it's in the shadows.
Completely. There was an assault on a 14-year-old girl in Livingston County, Michigan. Brighton, Howell, Fowlerville, that area of the state. Nobody really talked about it. He was sentenced back in February, an illegal alien. I mean, and you're going to see more and more of this. And what was interesting yesterday, I'm not sure you caught this, Steve. I can't remember if the president said it or it was in the pre-brief. I know it came in the pre-brief or the roundtable, excuse me, that 10% of some of these sheriff's jails are full of illegal immigrants.
Yeah, the Van Buren 10%. County. Van Buren County, the sheriff spoke there for a moment at the podium. He was brief. He said 10% of the people in my jail, a county that only has 77,000 people, I think he said, 10% of the people in his jail are illegal aliens. So here's the thing. Whether it's sexual solicitation of minors, murder, drunk driving, whatever's going on in Van Buren County, we foot the bill. Mike, there's the problem. Then they're in jail. Then we get to foot the bill. So this murderer in Grand Rapids, for example, we'll get to pay for him on infinitum for the rest of his life. This is an unsustainable situation. It's insane, and it's by design. That's the thing. It's all intentional. What is their hope? What is the goal of those people that want to leave the border open? That's what I don't understand.
I think there is this kind of radical left wing of the Democrat Party. This is not your grandfather's Democrat Party anymore, I'll tell you that. Who honestly believes that people should just be able to walk across that border anytime they want and do whatever they want when they get here, that's somehow more humane than having rules, making sure that people are vetted, making sure that we know who they are, what their intent is, and why they want to come to the United States. If we don't, you see what we get. And this, as I said, it's going to get worse. You know, there's some big 2,000-person caravan on its way up, working its way through, I think it's in Mexico now, working its way to the border.
Yeah, and Donald Trump talked about it. I want to touch on that for a second, Mike, because he touched on this, too, and I know you've seen this. This is the most outrageous thing. President Obrador of Mexico says, we'll stop the flow. You give us $20 billion this year, next year, the year. You want a $20 billion extortion check to close the border. I've said for years, and I stand by this, Mike, Mexico might be our number two trading partner, but they are not our ally. They are not our friend. They do whatever they can to enrich themselves at our expense. They have benefited forever from having America as their next-door neighbor because they don't get attacked or messed with. but they mess with us. And $20 billion is extortion by any definition. What do you say to that?
It is absolute extortion. That should they should never even engage in that conversation. And so here's the problem. So Mexico, known for its corruption, has these cartels who are operating along our southern border who are making billions and billions of dollars on human trafficking trade, you know, getting moving people across the border, drug trade, illegal guns. And then the whole other aspect of human trafficking, which is, you know, pressing these young women into prostitution and other things. They're making billions of dollars on this. I mean, the fact that we had pills, fentanyl pills, largest seizure of fentanyl pills in certainly Michigan history in Livonia this week, it tells you the kind of networks that they're developing across the country. These are drug cartels. And this isn't, you know, Bob and Sally driving down, picking up some pills and coming
right
back. This is organized crime at its height, and it will get worse and is. And Mexico's basically saying, you know, we'll do something for $20 billion a year.
Sure.
Nonsense.
It is nonsense. And something else I heard yesterday, and I don't know if you had heard this previously or not, but to me it was real eye-opener. There aren't any meth labs in America anymore. Nobody's out cooking meth it's done because there's no money to be made, you know? Because what used to sell for $350 for three ounces or whatever they said now sells for $85 because it's being mass manufactured in Mexico and shipped up. Nobody can run a meth lab at a profit in America anymore, so they don't do it. Isn't that a remarkable revelation?
Yeah, it's the only pricing that Joe Biden has been able to bring down, the cost of illicit drugs.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything else has gone up. Your gasoline has gone up, your food, your groceries, drugs has gone down because the border is so open, it's so porous. They're not stopping a darn thing, and it's showing up in our neighborhoods. By the way, do you think China minds that there were, 10,000 pills of fentanyl pills that could kill, I saw the number, something like a million or 9 million people, which, by the way, is interesting. That's the size of the state of Michigan. You think about what China's complicit in this. Now Mexico trying to extort us for $20 billion a year.
Oh, China is.
We are becoming the laughingstock of the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got to
stop it, Mike. We got to stop it. That's why we have to win a Senate seat in Maryland, which we're going to do, a Senate seat in Michigan, which we're going to do, a Senate seat in Ohio and Montana, which we're going to do. We have to win these seats to change the direction we're going. Again, share with the people how they can get on board with your team and try to win an election in November.
Yeah, rogersforsenate.com, Steve. And again, I think the president brought it into focus. He is all in. For me winning the state of Michigan, and our team is working with their team to make sure all of the infrastructure, the hard, non-sexy campaign stuff is getting done, and we're going to need help to do it. So rogersforsenate.com. If you believe you are worried about the direction of this country, I know I am, get on rogersforsenate.com. Get with us. Let's get this thing done, and we have to focus on beating Democrats. It's the most important thing we're going to do. The president said that yesterday.
Absolutely true. Mike Rogers, thank you as always.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. There you have it. Mike Rogers, everybody. Rogersforsenate.com if you have an interest in learning more about his campaign. All right. I've got Caroline Levin from the Trump campaign straight ahead here on the Steve Gruber Show.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you're not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely on yourself. Not sure where to start? Go to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Grab a Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for $60 off. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance with Ready Hour emergency food. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks and provide over 2,000 calories every day. Sealed inside heavy-duty packaging, they can last up to 25 years in storage. Go to preparewithgruber.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship that same day. Save $60 per kit at preparewithgruber.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.